Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, from the cost of prescriptions to rent relief, what money can you claim back from revenue? Owen McGee, personal finance expert, is here. Owen, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
And you'll take questions as well. 51551 for text messages or the WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. There are lots of things, are there, that people forget to claim back on?
Yeah, and the first thing that people forget or don't do is they don't do a tax return at all. And that's a big problem because most people who will do a tax return, there is, depending on the research you look at, if you do a tax return and you're a PAYE worker, and then people go, oh, I'm a PAYE worker, I didn't think I could do a tax return. Yes. So if you're self-employed, always do a tax return because they have to, and that's the way they operate. But PAYE workers who do a tax return, on average, depending on what piece of research you look at, we'll get a refund of between 800 and 1200 euros. Now, think about that for a minute.
It's a lot of money.
We're squeezed. That's potentially 100 quid a month. It pays for something for the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. Or it's a big chunk that clears off a credit card bill or does something else for you. So it is worth your while doing it. What I would say is some people don't do it because they're afraid and they're kind of going, oh, what happens if I owe the tax man money? What happens then? And one of the things I will say is, when it comes to this stuff, you owe the money already, you just don't know you owe it, right? And you're better off finding out for yourself than getting a surprise at some stage. So, and there's very few cases that I've seen where people do it and end up owing the tax man money. In general, it's the other way around. And as I say, on average, between 800 and 1200. So it is worth doing. It's also quite simple to do it now, particularly for a PAYE worker.
The tax return.
Yeah, like it's all online and it's very simple. It used to be a thing you'd be filling out in paperwork and it'd be loads of pages and half of them didn't even apply to you and you didn't know what to do with them. It's much simpler now because it's all online. And even down to things like the Tracker app, it's not an app, Tracker service, the receipt tracker service. You can load up your receipts as you go through the year onto revenues, onto my PAYE. And it just makes it so much easier to track the whole thing.
So load up your receipts, but what receipts are we talking about?
Okay, so the big ones would be medical expenses. So the perfect example, and it's all medical expenses, whether that's prescriptions or GP visits or physio or whatever else it is. Dental is a slightly different thing. You get covered for certain things and you don't get covered for other things, and there's a slightly different process. But when it comes to medical expenses, people often don't realise, and what people have got very good at is, you go to your GP and it's 60 euros, let's say, right? I'm sorry if GPs are out there saying that's much more expensive or that's much cheaper than it actually is. I'm guessing it's 60 euros, right? 60 euros. People have got very good at doing their snap and send where they send it to their healthcare provider, like their Layer VHI or whoever else they might be
with,
right?
And get their few bob back.
And they get their few bob, and that lands into their account a couple of days later. And let's say they get 20 euros back on the 60, right? Just as an example. The 40 euros that's left, you can get tax relief at 20% on that 40 euro. So in that case, in that example, you'd be getting 8 euros back in tax. So it costs you 32 euros to go to the to have the 60 euro visit. Mm-hmm. When you look at everything that in
and
that
if
example.
You have a family over the course of the year, that's probably going to add up.
Absolutely, you know? It is going to add up. So what I would say is one of the things about doing tax returns is it's much easier to do them little and often. And what I mean by that is don't come home and throw all the receipts into a drawer and say, oh, I'll deal with that, because you'll always open the drawer and close it again and say, I'm not doing that. And particularly you're coming into January and you're going, oh, so just try and do it as you go. Use those tracker, the receipt tracker service, and upload the stuff as you're doing it. It's a much simpler way of doing it. And so you've got medical expenses is a big one. The other one is like prescriptions is another one. Most people will use the drug payment scheme where it's 80 euros that you have to pay yourself, but do use where you're paying for prescriptions. Dental treatment, as I said, is slightly different, but there are other things that we need to consider in terms of, one of the things I do want to say is people often get confused between the difference between an allowance and a credit. Okay. So an allowance comes off. So are you going to an allowance against that? An allowance comes off your gross pay. A credit comes off the tax you pay. So the allowance comes off before you calculate the tax. The credit comes off the tax you pay. So let me give you an example. You've got 11,000 euros of income and you've got 1,000 euros of an allowance. That means you take the allowance off the 11,000, now you're paying tax on the 10,000 euros. Whereas let's say you've got 10,000 euros of income, you work it out to Joe 4 grand in tax, and you've got €1,000 credit, that comes off the 4,000.
We're talking about claiming back tax that you have already paid.
Yes,
isn't that
yes,
roughly
that's exactly
the difference?
What you're talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
I have a text in here on prescriptions and medicines. Can all pharmacy receipts be claimed even for over-the-counter medications?
No,
it has to be prescription. So this person was getting a drug on prescription on the medical card, but that's been withdrawn, so I now have to pay for it. Well, if it's still on prescription and you're paying for it, yes.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. And it's interesting, one of the things that it can be on prescription. So, for example, if you have paracetamol, I don't think that's a brand, but if you've got paracetamol.
No, it's not a brand.
Yeah. So if you've got paracetamol on prescription, then it could be claimed. But if you just buy it over the counter, it's not.
It can't be claimed.
And I think that's reasonable, because there's lots of things that we buy over the counter. But when a doctor says you need to take this, then revenue come along and say, OK, we'll support you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes sense.
OK, so even if you are in the drugs payment scheme, it's still worth doing that.
Absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely. Totally. And you should be claiming all the expenses. It's 800 to 1200 quid up for grabs here.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. It's the same for the health insurance. People think, well, I'm getting something back from one place, I'm not entitled to get it back from revenue as well.
Yeah, but you are, because the bit that you got hit with, you're not entitled to get it back in that example we gave a minute ago on the 20 quid you got back from your healthcare provider.
But the rest of it?
The rest of it, of course you are.
Mm-hmm. What else have you got for us?
There's
then?
Some simple ones. The flat rate expenses is something that people often forget about. So where the flat rate expenses come from is, there was a great case a couple of years ago. When anyone who's ever done tax exams always hears about this case, where a barrister tried to claim the expense of their wig that they wore in court.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you can't claim that as an expense. Now, you're not rocking up to the pub on a Friday night with your wig on, right?
You could only wear that for work.
Yes, you could only wear that for work. But one of the kind of things that happened, not necessarily as a result of that, but one of the things that has happened is there are groups of people, often represented by unions, have lobbied and have got flat rate expenses. So, for example, nurses is a great example. If you are supplied, and if they supply your uniform as a nurse and they clean it for you, and you rock up to work every day and there's a clean uniform, you can still get €233 of an expense. If you have to supply and clean your own uniform as a nurse, there's a flat rate expense of €733. So that is a really simple thing to do. You just put it through.
Decent, yeah.
It is. Interestingly now, Claire, as a journalist, you could get €381 as a flat rate expense.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
And there's a whole list of them. There's lots of different things. But basically, it just has simplified the whole process for revenue. If you're in this occupation, this is the flat rate expense and we don't have to go to court about your wig, mm-hmm. type of thing. Rent relief is another one. So rent relief has actually changed quite a bit. So it's got better. It used to be €500. Now it's €1,000 per person. If you're jointly assessed, you can get €1,000 each off your rent.
You see, what we'd heard about this before was it was really complex, and that's why people weren't applying for it, and some of the landlords weren't registered with the RTB, and that was also a problem. And there was a bit of awkwardness around having to ask your landlord for a lot of information.
Yes, and you don't want to rock the boat, particularly in the environment we're in. Interestingly enough, it does very clearly state on the revenue website that you don't have to provide your landlord's name, address, and RTB number, but we may come back looking for it in the future.
Okay.
Okay, so there is the option at the moment to put it through. I think that's, can I say it? I think that's quite clever from revenue, because now they know that Owen McGee is paying rent and therefore Owen McGee must have a landlord, and it does build up a catalogue for them for later if they do want to go chasing it in the future. And also, it gets Owen McGee hooked on the credit, and therefore if they decide, if I get it for 3 years in a row and then they turn around and say, okay, now we want the information, it puts more pressure on me to go chasing my landlord for the detail. And we do value something we already have more than we value something that we might be getting. So mm-hmm. therefore, Owen McGee might fight it a little bit harder to keep that credit.
Okay. Listen, I want to go through some questions here because they're coming in thick and fast. Owen, the receipt tracker service, where do I find that?
If you go to revenue.ie and under My PAYE, that's what you'll do. It's really easy. And actually, if you just type into Google, revenue receipt tracker service, it'll come up very quickly.
Okay. Now, someone just got €800 this morning and they just got in touch with us on WhatsApp to say wahoo, great news. Helena wants to know, how do I claim water and bin charges and college fees? Well, bin charges are gone. You can't claim.
No, bin charges you can't. The one thing that you can claim from home, if you're working from home, and this is a really interesting one. So if you're working from home, you can claim 30% of electricity and broadband and heat, right? Mm-hmm. So you can put that through. There is a simpler way of doing that. The simpler way is your boss can pay you €3.20 for every day that you're working at home. and there's no receipts, there's no nothing. They can just pay that to you. And it is an interesting one because it's just paid to you tax-free. It's €3.20.
Oh, I was going to say it's tax-free.
Yeah, it's tax-free. It's paid into your account. And one of the things I would suggest is if you're doing your negotiations for salary maybe next year, you might try and include that in because it's a very efficient way for you to get paid.
Okay.
But it's €3.20 per day.
Okay, so this listener says, I don't fill in my tax return since retiring from teaching. Last year, I got a bill for €3,000. This year, I got a letter saying they owed me tax. The whole thing frightens me. I've no payslips or anything. I can't figure out why I'm being billed. Why can't they check themselves and where do I start?
The first place I would start is a thing called a balancing statement. So you can request, I would suggest if that person is retired, there's a problem with the way their tax credits are being allocated to their pension. And maybe they have more than one pension. They might have that person, I think they said they were a teacher there. They may have had an AVC and then they've got their mains. So they might have two different sources of pensions mm-hmm. in retirement. And the tax credits mightn't be applied properly. A balancing statement works really well because what it does is you just say, it's a question to revenue that says, can you just check if my credits were applied properly last year? And it very quickly, and oftentimes even that alone will generate a refund. I would suggest if there was one year where they owed 3,000, another year they got 1,000 back, they need to sit down with someone and just say, can you sort this out for me? Sit down with a tax planner or a tax advisor.
Okay. I live at home with my parents and I work from home. The bills aren't in my name, but I help with the bills. Can I claim from revenue?
You can. There is a facility where that's an interesting one. If you can prove you pay it, I would suggest you've got a strong argument. There is a facility where you've got like a couple of people sharing a house together where you just apportion it is the word that we use. So you paid that much, you paid that much, and this is how much I'm claiming. Just make sure if you're in that situation where you're living at home or you're living in shared accommodation with somebody else, a couple of mates or whatever else, make sure you don't both claim for the same thing because that's not fair on the rest of us taxpayers is one of the things I'd say, but it's not the right thing. So make sure you're not doubling up here is all I'd say. But there is a facility to do it for both.
Married for 1 year, what's the best way to do my tax return and my husband's?
Okay, so you're married for 1 year. It's really getting married. There's a whole pile of advantages from a tax perspective when you get married. One of them is if you're both on high salary, so if you're both on kind of more than 46,000 euros a year. If you're on a high salary, it doesn't make a huge difference to your tax credits. But if one of you is on a lower salary and isn't using what we call the standard rate cutoff, the threshold, some of your 20%, the amount of money that you pay 20%, can be given over to your partner.
Oh.
Okay, so it's about 9,000 euros. So you could end up in a position where you have overpaid tax because you haven't distributed your allowances properly. So what I would say is get onto Revenue's website, get onto MyPAYE, and I would love if somebody texted in now to say, yeah, I use it all the time. It's easy because it is easy and it does make a lot of sense. And it's very easy just to work it out. The balancing statement might be something that works well for that person just to see where my tax credits apply perfectly or properly. But if you're both on high wages, if you're both paying tax at 40%, it's unlikely you're going to get a benefit. It's where there's a disparity between the two wages, one on a high salary and one on a big salary.
Okay.
There's other tax advantages to getting married, Claire, like inheritance tax and other things. But from a day-to-day taxes point of view, that's the big one.
Okay. Now, there's an interesting one there. Oh, yeah, this one. Can you claim for meals out in a restaurant that aren't work-related? No, you can't.
I go home. I'm done. Right. No, you can't. Interestingly enough, this is an interesting for business people out there who are putting through expenses, right?
Yes.
You're not, I get in trouble for this one, right? You're not allowed to pay to enter. You can't claim an expense to entertain clients.
Mm-hmm.
But you can. So say you brought out a client as an entertainment for dinner, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring you out and let's just have a good time, right? You can't claim for that, but you can claim to bring someone out for a business meeting at dinner to develop business.
Right.
Right. So now this is for business people specifically. And they're two very different definitions. But what I would always say with these things is just don't try and push the boat. Like, be fair about it. Be realistic about it. Most of the rules that you come across in revenue, when you sit back and think about them, they have a bit of sense around them.
Don't be going out on a Friday night with your family and trying to claim that then.
And that person actually stated that it's not for a business related. No, you can't claim that. No.
Okay, fair enough.
I wonder actually, are they getting confused about something to do with subsidence? If you're away from home, sometimes you can get paid an amount of money to cover the fact that you're working away from home and you need somewhere to sleep and somewhere to eat. And that might be what they're talking about. And that would be the meeting dinner, not directly, but they're on work business. business at the time, they were away from home.
Someone wants to know how to do the revenue snap and send. Is that the receipt tracker we were talking about?
Yeah, it's the receipt tracker. But I wonder, are they mixing up? I said snap and send a minute ago, which is one of the healthcare providers. That's what they call us. That's their branding on. You take out the receipt when you walk out of the GP, you go into your app and you take a picture. I've given them enough of a plug already. We won't say, well, that's, I'm probably mixing up the terminology there. Or that person's taken the two things I said and putting them together.
It's the revenue receipt tracker. Yeah. That's what they're looking for. If you get Ozempic on prescription, can you claim? I have been told no, says that listener. If you've been prescribed it.
If you've been prescribed it, I would have thought you can. That's an interesting one. You know what? I might check that one out later on and I might post about it.
Do. And we'll look out for that online. Owen, thanks so much. Loads of questions coming in. But the main message is get on and do your tax return because it's worth it. What did you say? Between 800
and 1200. And just to say, Claire, before I walk out the door, RTE1 tonight, 7 p.m, the Complaints Bureau. We had an amazing story last week and a lot of people were talking about it online. So the Complaints Bureau, 7 p.m, RTE1 tonight.
RTE1, that's on tonight. Owen McGee, thank you so much for being here. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.